Glenn Clark's Growing Up in Bandera, number 184. Imagine what our grandparents faced as they awoke each morning and prepared to meet the day in early Bandera times. First order of business was probably making a trip to the outhouse. I'm pretty sure it wasn't as unpleasant to them as it might seem to us thinking about it today. Breakfast preparation was sure to start by building a fire in the old wood cook stove to get the coffee going. As I can recall from earlier years around my granddaddy Kendall's house, the stove was a source of heating during cold weather as well as cooking. I would bet I'm not the only one who recalls bathing in a tub by a wood-burning stove as hot water was being added from a kettle. Gas and electric stoves made life in the morning so much easier for us in later years. While it still required some effort to make a morning meal, it pales in comparison to the microwave instant breakfast choices of modern times. Add the fact that there are fast food drive-thrus on just about every corner in every town, and you have a picture of our world today. It seems we can't even imagine what a life it would be without a breakfast taco now. Trying to compare Bandera's early pioneer days to our modern way of life can conjure up some amazing images of technological advances. Wall-mounted crank phones in a few places around town, and in some homes gave way to a cell phone in every hand. Electric lighting has replaced the ever-reliable kerosene lamp. We still keep a couple of those old-style lamps on standby here in our home in case of an emergency. I get so tired of searching for the ever-elusive battery-operated flashlight every time I need one. I will admit to being addicted to the cell phone habit. Each time I head out the door to my next Growing Up in Bandera adventure, I make sure I have my connection to the rest of the world. It's extremely handy for locating a lost wife on a shopping spree and getting updates on the latest lake fishing reports.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Growing Up in Bandera, written by Glenn Clark, narrated by Larry Haddad, and brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's online news source. Stay tuned for more.